الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us Oh, the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Therefore, start your day with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon Nabiye Akram, Nure Mujassam, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for all these amazing bounties which He Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon us through the blessings of Nabi Kareem رؤوف الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم And the merciful Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned the person who recites درود upon me on Friday I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So look at the positive side, dear viewers, and form the habit, make the time for the salvation for you from the horrors and difficulties, adversities and calamities of this world and in the hereafter through the recitation and blessings of Durood and Salawat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, before we go towards our topic and listen to any Naat and Kalams, inshallah, as our topic for today is, of course, with regards to the money and the wealth which is won through gambling. It is a worldwide sickness and virus which has invaded in our society. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, in the light of Qur'an-e-Pak, quoting the ayat and verses of the glorious Quran-e-Pak and ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would discuss this matter. Before that, inshallah, let's praise our Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's praise our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's recite together as we make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aap bhi isme shamil ho jaye inshallah, muhabbat ke saath milke padhte hain.
Allahu, 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 Allahu. Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai koi na uska hamta hai koi na uska hamta hai ek hi sab ki sunta hai Allah Allahu 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 Bulbul tooti parwana har ek us کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون چکوڑ کا جانا اللہ 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 جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگوں ہے گل میں وہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگوں ہے گل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ نغمات کل کل میں وہ اللہ 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 مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پاجلا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا مولا دل کا زنگ چھڑا قلب نوری پاجلا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 جل جلاله صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ ماشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ Let's listen to this beautiful kalam سبحان اللہ which is in the praises of our beloved Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم And when we do return inshallah remember as I given you a little idea with regards to what we will be discussing it's a program not to be missed it's related to Islamic laws and do's and don'ts so please stay tuned with Madani channel only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
مدینہ میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے آقا میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد آقا میرے ہونٹوں پہ ذکر مدینہ تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم دل شکستہ ہے میرا تو کیا غم اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم اس میں رہتے ہیں شاہ دو عالم جب سے مہمان ہوئے ہیں وہ دل جب سے مہماں ہوئے ہیں وہ دل میں، دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ، دل میرا بن گیا ہے مدینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہو تم کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
میں غلام غلامان احمد، میں غلام غلامان احمد، میں سگے آستان محمد، میں سگے آستان محمد، قابل فخر ہے موت میری، قابل فخر ہے موت میری، قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا، قابل رشک ہے میرا جینا،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہو تم کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی، ہر خطا پر میری چشم پوشی، ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، ہر طلب پر عطاؤں کی بارش، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مجھ گناہگار پر کس قدر ہے، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ، مہرباں تاجدار مدینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہو تم کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
مجھ کو طوفان کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، مجھ کو طوفان کی موجوں کا کیا ڈر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، وہ گزر جائے گا رخ بدل کر، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، نہ خدا ہے میرے جب محمد، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ، کیسے ڈوبے گا میرا سفینہ،
میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد، میرے ہو تم کے ذکر مدینہ، تاجدار حرم کے کرم سے آ گیا زندگی کا قرینہ، میرے دل میں ہے یاد محمد،
چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، چل مدینے کو چل غم کے مارے، زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے،
زندگی کو ملیں گے سہارے. آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا, آ گیا ہے حرم سے بلاوا. کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ, کچھ کرتے ہیں سوئے مدینہ. مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت, مدحت مصطفیٰ کی بدولت. مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ, مل گیا ہے مجھے یہ خزینہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل. گیمبلنگ از اے سکنس اینڈ اے ڈیزیز ان آور سوسائٹی, انفارچونیٹلی اٹ از سیڈ ٹو سے, بٹ دے آر مینی 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 مسلم پیپل تھرو آؤٹ دا گلوب ہو انوالو اینڈ ہو انڈلج دم سیلوز ان دس گریو سن سچ ایز گیمبلنگ. مینی پیپل ہیو بلٹ دیر ہومز باٹ اور لیو اپان گیمبلنگ اینڈ اٹ از دے پیشن ٹو گیمبل. Allahu Akbar. Though, so this is definitely a sinful act. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, we will discuss this matter. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, mention the harms and of course the difficulties one will attain if he gambles. Now, when you open the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Al-Baqarah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 219 has mentioned this very clearly. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says to His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you, O my beloved, the ruling regarding wine and gambling. Yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. Those people that ask you about wine, sharab peene ke hawale se aur jua khelne ke hawale se jo sawal poochte hain, say that there is a great sin in both and also some worldly benefit for people, but their sin is greater than the benefit. Allahu Akbar. With regards to this ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, a very famous commentator of the Holy Quran Pak, Hazrat Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, says in his famous tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, Khazainul Irfan, that sometimes while people gamble, a person wins money for nothing. Jua mein ye hota hai ki one person loses and the next person wins. So you win money, you win wealth for nothing. But he also gains countless sins and numerous problems that comes with winning. Guna to milega hi milega, uske saath hi saath digar bhi problems ko wo khud hi daawat de raha hota. ان میں سے مثال کے طور پہ ہی ہیز مینشن دیٹ ڈیمینشڈ انٹلیکٹ، لاس آف انٹیگریٹی، ریڈکشن ان ورشپ، انمیٹی آف ادرس، ڈسگریز ان فرنٹ آف پیپل، اینڈ ویسٹیج آف ویلتھ. دس از واٹ ہیپنس ٹو دا پرسن ہو اونلی ڈز ناٹ ارن گناہ بٹ رادر ہی لوزز ہز انٹلیکٹ، ہی کازز انمیٹی ود ادرس بیکاز آف گیمبلنگ، ویسٹیج آف ویلتھ، enmity of others, reduction in worship. That person is far away from the teachings of Islam and his heart becomes harder. And people have lost their homes, people have lost their families, people have sold their families for gambling. یہ ایسی لت ہے، یہ ایسی بیماری ہے کہ جس کو لگ جائے، people have destroyed their entire families because of gambling, dear viewers. It is a evil sin. Okay. Another part in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 90 to 91, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla then says again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O believers, wine and gambling and idols and fortune-telling arrows are but impure, the works of the devil. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ. Therefore keep avoiding them in order that you may attain success. The devil desires only that he infuses hatred and enmity between you through wine and gambling. Shaitan is the one who instills this nafrat, hatred, malice, jealousy, hasad in the hearts of people also through gambling and through wine. Sharab peene ke wajah se, jua khelne ke wajah se ye bhi bimariyan saath mein aati hain. And to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because when you would gamble, when you would drink wine, you will be neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Allah then asks you in the Holy Quran Pak, so have you abstained? Allahu Akbar. Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mawlana, Mufti Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, once again in Khazainul Irfan Sharif, mashallah, says these verses explain the consequences of an affliction of drinking alcohol and gambling. Zahir se baat hai, it's very, very loud and clear in these verses of the Holy Quran Pak. From the first part, we learn that, of course, that it invites problems to one's life and animosity and jealousy. Problems and animosity are created because of wine and gambling. And the second is that a person then becomes neglectful of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great loss, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered us in other parts of the Holy Quran Pak not to be neglectful of His remembrance, because if this happens, then you distance yourself from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. All the tranquility that you desire and you are in need of is only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This contentment which people spend millions of dollars for, har banda sukoon khareedna chahta hai, sukoon paana chahta hai, sukoon nahi milta hai. Kisi ko ye lagta hai ki sukoon paison mein hai to paison ke peeche lag jaya karta hai. Some feel that sukoon and tranquility is in wealth, so he chases wealth day and night because that makes him happy. But he is in this musibah and pareshani, he is mistaken, he is tricked by shaitan. People find sukoon in various things, but unfortunately many of them do not fulfill their desires, because the more they chase it, the more greedy they become. And then that makes them gamble, drink wine, you become a bold person, a person with no sharam and no haya. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, the contentment and the satisfaction of your heart lays in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Aap zikr karoge, maza aayega. Your heart will refreshen. Subhanallah, it will bloom, it will blossom. Your heart would shine, your heart will become like the city of Madinatul Munawwara, beautified, subhanallah, purified. When you make the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, it removes the rust and the filth and the dirt of the heart. Tazkiyatul Qulub, the tazkiyah and the purification of the heart is so essential, dear viewers. This is the king of the body.
All these are the subjects, the brains, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, the body limbs, the heart, ye jo dil hai, ye jo qalb hai, ye badshah hai. Baki jo jism hai, the rest of the body is actually the subject of the heart. Agar yahi sab kuch sahi hai, agar dil saaf ho, agar dil sutra ho, achha ho, paak ho, and if the heart perceives good things, then automatically the subject will follow and also be good and kind. Unfortunately, if the heart is corrupt, if the heart has rust of gunah and sin, if the heart is corrupted, then the rest of the subjects will also follow the king and become corrupted. So focus on your heart. This is what the awliya and the sufiyani kamilin and our pious predecessors have done, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. They have focused on the purification of the heart. Now let's move on, inshallah. This is what Mufti Hazrat Allama Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated. Now in another verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 188, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla says again, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ.
And do not unfairly consume the wealth of each another. Once again, Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in Khazainul Irfan, which is the name of his commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, this verse forbids us to unfairly acquire anyone's property, be it through looting, stealing, snatching, gambling, haram events, haram acts, or in return of haram things through bribery, false testimony, or in return of false tale telling. All these actions are totally forbidden and haram. One is not allowed to acquire the wealth of others through these mediums and through these ways. Allahu Akbar. Ab gambling mein kya hota hai? We will learn this inshallah as we go along in our program. What actually happens in gambling? Jo jua khelte hain, kya wo is tarah ka maal kama rahe hote hain? May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to repent. If you know of anyone who is struck by this calamity and the sickness of gambling, perhaps you could be the reason to change his life and make him understand what is the way of this beautiful Islam. What Islam teaches us, what are the advices and the orders of Islam with regards to a person who has the habit of gambling. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever said to his companion, let's gamble, and should give charity. Allahu Akbar. Ye Sahih Muslim ki hadith hai. The commentator of the hadith, or many other commentators and experts in the field of ahadith, have mentioned Sayyiduna Allama Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, and he writes in the commentary of the hadith, that according to scholars, the reason why our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama had recommended giving charity is because the gambler invited his companion towards sin and guna. Because you've given a da'wat, an invitation towards haram, as a recompensation for that gunah and sin, now one should give charity. However, Sayyidina Allama Khattabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned and suggested that he should give charity equivalent to the amount used to gamble. However, majority of other experts of ahadith who have written commentary under the context of the hadith have mentioned, research scholars have said that it is more appropriate there should be no amount designated for charity classified, because in this hadith it is not classified as to what should be the actual amount, and it is mutlaqan. In other words, it is open and quite clear that one should just give charity, so therefore he should give whatever he can easily give as sadaqah. So it's not necessary for him to give the equivalent amount. If you could do that, alhamdulillah. If you could give more, thumma alhamdulillah. If you could not give that amount, whatever amount he can afford to give, he should give as charity. Unfortunately, it is, you know, an area of us to, you know, attain this modesty of the heart and feel and experience this haya and sharam, that how unfortunate it is that we find our Muslim brothers and sisters out there throughout the world, they are found at these places where
they are found playing, you know, gambling and losing money, crying, destroying their own lives and the lives of their family members. जुआ हारने के वजह से उनको कभी कभी अपना घर बेचना पड़ता है, कभी कभी अपनी दुकानें बेचनी पड़ती है, ना जाने क्या क्या करना पड़ता है, सिंपली बिकॉज ऑफ गैम्बलिंग। ऐसे हजारों लोग आपको मिलेंगे जिनके पास आज कुछ नहीं है, दे हैव नथिंग, दे ओन नथिंग, व्हाटएवर दे हैव लॉस्ट एवरीथिंग इन गैम्बलिंग। उनके बारे में क्या कहा जाए? इस्लाम नोज वेयर द प्रॉब्लम इज, दिस इज ए टेस्टेड एंड डायग्नोस्टेड, यू नो, बीमारी एंड सिकनेस that could affect the society at large. And Islam is pure. Islam is tayyib. Islam wants you to eat that which is pure and live your life as a pure Muslim. Baluchistan mein, there is a Madani Bahar about an Islamic brother, Allahu Akbar. And this person here was a gambler. School teacher bhi the. And he was a gambler as well. He had a dukan, a shop known as Tumbula. Tumbula, jise shayad Sindhi mein kehte hain, and is a place or area where gambling is done. So he owned this place where people used to come and gamble, juwa khela karte the. And then one day, subhanallah, he intended to join the 3-day ijtima held at Sehrae Madina in Karachi, Pakistan. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, kya baat hai Madine ki. And this is the power and the impact of the true Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek nahi, do nahi, you will find numerous stories and Madani Bahars to the effect that how people's lives have changed. Itne waqiyat hai ki is tamam ko bayan bhi nahi kiya ja sakta. Even if I had to spend all day long here explaining the Madani Bahars, meaning the revolutions that taken places in the lives of people, millions of people have changed their evil lives, they became better Muslims, better people. And this is the story of this one brother who was a gambler, and he actually owned a gambling place. It is written in the books of Da'wat Islami that he then attended the ijtima of Da'wat Islami for 3 days. And by the third day, he made sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dil se tawbah ki usne. Hai, 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 hai. Allahu Akbar. And when he made tawbah, to Allah ki tawfiq se, through the blessings, through the mercy, through the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, usko aisi tawfiq hui ki he cried and he had so much of regret and remorse in his heart. Halanki jo mauzu raha hoga, zahir si baat hai, it may have been with regards to general things, not specifically about gambling. But this is called tawfiq. Isi ka naam tawfiq hai. Allah Azza wa Jalla gives tawfiq and the ability for a person to repent in this way. He repents with such a true heart ki he went and he got rid of his business. He was a school teacher. Dukan ko usne chhod hi diya. Chhodne ke baad, he became a muballigh of Da'wat Islami. And then he began to give Madani dars, chok dars, attending Madani qafilas. And he started teaching Madrasatul Madina Balighan, classes for adults. And subhanallah, today he is a blooming muballigh of this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. So this is the barakah and the blessings of attending the ijtima'at of Da'wat Islami. These are the blessings of traveling with the Madani Qafila of Da'wat Islami. Du'as are answered in such gatherings. You would read the accounts of people. People would come and tell you, subhanallah, that certain thing wasn't working out for me. After the 3 days or 7 days or 1 month or 2 month Madani Qafila, my life had changed. People have grown beards, began to use the Imama Sharif, subhanallah, repented of their previous life. He said, Badani Baharim, Allah Paak, hum sabko nek tawfiq o rafiq ata farmaye. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all our lawful wishes. May we repent, dear viewers. Let's recite this beautiful munajat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's repent, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla.
Gunahon ki adat chura mere maula, gunahon ki adat chura mere maula, mujhe nek insaan bana mere maula, mujhe nek insaan bana mere maula.
کر تو جہاں میں کسی کا نہ محتاج کر تو جہاں میں کسی کا نہ محتاج تو جہاں میں کسی کا نہ محتاج تو جہاں میں کسی کا مجھے بچا میرے مولا مجھے مفلسی سے بچا میرے مولا تجھے تو خبر ہے میں کتنا برا ہوں تجھے تو خبر ہے میں کتنا برا مولا تجھے تو خبر ہے میں کتنا برا تجھے تو خبر ہے میں کتنا برا مجھے انسان بنا میرے مولا مجھے ایک انسان بنا میرے مولا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to repent. Make tawbah, dear viewers. Turn towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is Haleem. He is Azeem. He is Kareem. Allahu Akbar. He is Aleem. He knows your sins. He is the most merciful. Aaj rokar ki dua mangi Allah ki bargah mein. Let's listen to this gulzasta. When we come back, we will be learning about the definition of gambling in Arabic and much more inshallah in detail we will be speaking about gambling. Stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One who pleases his parents pleases Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who visits the grave of the parents, either one of the parents, on every Friday and recite Surah Yasin, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him with forgiveness equivalent to the total number of letters in Surah Yasin. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, make it habit. If your parents is alive, may Allah bless them. If they're not alive, it's your duty to go see the grave of the parents. And if Allah give you tawfiq, make you capable, try to go on the grave, on their graves, and try Surah Yasin. May Allah bless you. May Allah forgive your parents. The holy and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites Surah Yasin during the Friday night, which is the night between Thursday and the Friday, will be forgiven. Since souls congregate on Friday, we should visit the grave on the day of the Friday. Further, hell is not blazed up on the Friday. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the best time to visit the grave of the parent is the time after morning salah on the Friday. That means before the Friday, after the Fajr salah, early morning.
Welcome back, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was the Madani Pearls related to visiting the graves of one's parents. May Allah Pak grant us the tawfiq to do so if we have lost them and send maximum thawab and reward to them. For this will cause their souls to be happy with you, and especially if you have upset them during their lifetime. The ulama and the scholars have written, the way to make up for this is
for one to bestow lots and lots of rewards upon them in the form of Quran Pak and good deeds. In other words, ye saleh sawab ab karte rahe to unki roohein khush hoti hai. Allah Pak tawfiq ata farmaye. Allah Pak has even commanded us to make dua for mercy for them. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, shower your mercy upon them just as they showed mercy upon us when we were small. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So these are the duas we should make for our parents. Jin ke maa baap zinda hai, aap qadar kare apne maa baap. Qadar kare, respect them, obey them and treasure them. They could either be your Jannah or they could either become your hell. And that is possible if you love them and you respect them and you do as the commandment of Quran and the commandment of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they will become your Jannah. Otherwise, you will earn Jahannam through them. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem make us understand these points. For children and for the youth out there who disrespect their parents, you need to repent in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and ask your parents for forgiveness as well. May Allah Pak grant us the tawfiq to understand these matters. However, I mentioned that gambling is known as qimar in the language of Arabic. Qimar. And Hazrat Allama Sayyiduna Mir Sayyid Sharif Jurjani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala writes that qimar is every game in which there is a condition that the winner will acquire some property from the loser. With regards to this, there are many ways of gambling. However, one or two ways that I would like to bring to your attention, which is worldwide and which has invaded our society. Number one is lottery. Let's be realistic and let's be honest with this. You know, lottery is that millions of tickets are sold to individuals with a small amount attached to it, right? With an incentive for people to win millions through this lottery. Allahu Akbar. So you just buy the ticket and millions of people actually invest that few rands or few dollars or few pounds because it's affordable. And then the thing is that Allahu Akbar, after a draw, some winners are given million when the draw is done, and whilst others who put that little amount as well lost out. So this is also a mode of gambling which is haram and makes one worthy of the hellfire. Ye bhi haram hai. In which there are conditions and you have to lose something. Though it's a small amount, but those millions who invest that small little amount becomes billions as well. And that's how people win millions. So, whereas a person has to lose something, this is gambling. You could become rich within an instant and you could lose everything within a second and moment as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq to understand this. Another thing that dear viewers understand Madani channel, questions are received via SMSs. A lot of people receive questions, you know. For example, which team will win the match? Cricket is going on, or some sport is going on, for example. Koi bhi sport ho, koi bhi khel ho, aur usme sawal ye aaye ki kaun si team jeetne wali hai. Allahu Akbar. Oh, this is said that which day was the Independence Day in that country, the country that you live in? Questions are asked about the country or about other things around the globe. And then what happens that if you know the answer, you should send the answer to a certain number and T's and C's apply. You will be charged a fee for answering this particular question. Aur agar aap jeet gaye, aapne sahi jawab ata farmaya, to aapko itne itne paise milenge. Lekin aapka itna paisa jayega. You will invest, for example, 10 rand, 10 rupees, jawab dene ke liye. Lekin agar aap jeet gaye, to aapko itna milega. You will win thousands, for example. So, dear viewers, listen to Madani channel. 10 rupees or 10 rand, as I said, is charged to all those who reply. Those who do not win the prize lose their money. This is also considered as gambling and is strictly forbidden. And this action also leads to the hellfire. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us understand this matter. Likewise, you get quiz gambling, you get messages gambling, you get lottery, which I just explained to the viewers out there. Then you get betting. People bet on animals. Ke kaun sa ye jeetne wala hai, kaun sa haarne wala janwar hai, bhaag dor mein, khel kood mein. Is tarah ke log amal karte hain, actions karte hain, jiski wajah se log, Allahu Akbar, gamble with different sports such as horse racing, and as I mentioned to you, cricket, carrom board, card games, chess, Allahu Akbar. And these bets are such that whoever loses will give a certain amount or certain thing to the winner. If you don't have the money, then you put down some sort of goods, and the next person will win that if he wins. When playing carrom boards, you know, snooker, and many other things, there is agreements upon this, and therefore this makes that game and that sport totally haram, because then there is a person who would lose and there will be a person who will win, and it is winning and earning money unlawfully, which is totally haram. I am trying avoiding going into the depth of this. However, there are, you know, numerous lessons, and there are basically detailed explanation about these things here. One should attain, or one should seek rehnumai from the Darul Ifta department of Da'wat Islam, inshallah, or go through a proper true Sunni Sahihul Aqidah Mufti Sahib, Alim Sahib, and seek, and you know, go to the bargah, go to the court, and discuss your matters with them, inshallah, and surely you will be given answers with relation to your questions, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So if a gambler has remorse, he should sincerely repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and whatever wealth he has acquired through gambling would still remain forbidden. Ye bhi yaad rakhein, if you have built a house, you have bought a vehicle through that money. Now listen attentively to what the scholars have said with regards to the money that has been won through gambling. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned in this context that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has offered some guidance. He has said, whatever wealth is acquired through gambling stays haram. The only way to repent from this is to return the winnings to the people it was won from, or reconcile with them, Allahu Akbar, and gain their forgiveness. If that person is not alive, then the gambler should give the wealth, the money, to the inheritors of the loser. Or if they are some sane adults beyond the Islamic age of puberty, then gain forgiveness from them as well. He must still pay the remainder of the inheritors, as there is no exemption from that. So one has to return the wealth back to the family, give it back to them. Agar wo na ho to the heirs are they, jin logon ne virasat us shakhs se liya ho, to unke paas jaye, unko wo paise de diye jaye. He may give this charity to his own destitute brother and sister, niece or nephew, if he cannot find any of his family member jin se usne jeeta tha, jisko haraya tha, ab wo bhi na mile, na uske khandan wale milte hain, then he can give this to a sadaqa and charity to his own family, such as his destitute brother, jo waqai mein ghareeb ho, miskeen ho, you know, who's really a destitute, it can be given to him. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala further added, as far as the gambler can recall, wherever and whatever he won, an excess must be returned to the loser or to his heirs. If this is not possible, then he should give it as sadaqah on his behalf. Allahu Akbar. So, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make us understand these matters, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah. You know, this is also a sickness in society that people backbite and people still make jokes about people who have repented. Jo toba kar chuke hain, unka mazak hame nahi udana chahiye. Unfortunately, if we have members in our families who are robbers, who were thieves once upon a time, or those that used to gamble, ab wo jab chhod chuke hain, to iska zikr hame kisi ke aage nahi karna chahiye. One should not mention these matters about a person though he has repented. We don't know his condition that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one should not backbite about the next person. Uske bare mein hum kuch na soche, na kuch kahein. Avoid yourself from these viruses and problems, and you will see so much of light in your life, inshallah. And jiha, as I do every other day, aaj bhi I sign off reminding you and I the Madani mission and maqsad of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, and that is I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah.
your day with remembrance. Oh.